Hare Krishna, everyone. Once again, thank you so much for joining Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Srimati Devi Dasi Mataji to enlighten us on the topic Krishna recovers the son of his teacher. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Panam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your very valuable time and association and enlightening us on this special topic. Before handovering the call to you, I would like to hand over the call to Preeti Vilasini Mataji to give the brief introduction about you, Mataji. Preeti Vilasini Mataji, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all so much for joining us. And it's been a very, very wonderful series of Krishna Katha Mela with all of you. Today we are very fortunate and I'm very happy to introduce Her Grace Srimati Mataji to all of you. Srimati Mataji came to Krishna consciousness in the year 2016 in Richmond. Later, after moving to Charlotte in 2017, she got the association of the Bhakti Sangha devotees. Her Grace Shyamagauri Mataji assigned her some services on the call. In Bhakti Sangha, she started serving by doing welcoming service for early morning classes and posting the recordings on Facebook. She met her Guru Maharaj in Charlotte. Later, she got initiated on Radhashtami Day in 2021 in Chicago by His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj. She serves as a coordinator. And she's also the IT services coordinator for His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj's online classes. She's also a coordinator for the Telugu Gita conference classes, wherein Telugu classes are conducted. Mataji is fondly known as Bhakti Sangha Team Police because she has an eye for proofreading posters and announcements before they are sent out. She is very, very talented and a very nice devotee. We are extremely fortunate to be hearing from her today. And she has also chosen an interesting topic today. And the topic is about how Krishna actually recovered the son of his teacher. So Mataji, over to you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for taking up this service. And we are eagerly waiting to hear from you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasini Mataji. Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Radharani Mataji, thank you so much for introducing me. So I just seek all your blessings, Mataji. This is my first time speaking on Bhakti Sangha and ever my first class also. So please bear with me and please feel free to correct me whenever you want. So, and also, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak something on Krishna Katha today. So I just like to start with prayers now. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Kangum Langayate Kirimit Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Naruttamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridayantasto Hi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramakaha Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriyaha Vasudeva Paranyanam Vasudeva Paramtapaha Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Parakati Om Agnanati Mirandasya Agnanan Janashala Kaya Chakshuran Melitam Mena Tasmai Sri Purve Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Chandramouli Swami Tinamine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshutarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I once again thank you everyone. Please give me blessings so that I can speak in something relevant today. Mancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hope I am audible properly, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you. So somehow Krishna inspired me to choose this topic. Krishna recovers the son of his teacher. Even I'm very happy that I chosen this topic, because here a lot of things are there where I can glorify Krishna and the spiritual master. So this is a good opportunity for me as well to glorify. So before going into this chapter, I just want to go back a little bit about killing of Kamsa. So we already heard from His Grace Sundarananda Prabhuji, where he nicely explained how Krishna killed Kamsa, and in detail he explained in nice way. And we also know that Krishna is the only person who can kill Kamsa. So now at the small age, when Krishna killed Kamsa, after killing Kamsa, he released his parents, Devaki and Vasudeva, and grandfather Ugrasena from the prison. And he was about to talk. But before that, Devaki and Vasudeva and grandfather Ugrasena, they all were very conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now they are fully aware that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so that's why they were standing in the reverential attitude. And also when Krishna and Balram bow down before them, touching and offering prayers, offering obeisances before their parents, Devaki and Vasudev, they are very much conscious of his position, and they were not able to speak anything. They were very much hesitant. They doesn't want to go near and embrace Krishna, because they are very much surprised that he's this small boy is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then, so that was the ending of that chapter. So where Srila Prabhupada ends there. And after that, now coming into this chapter, Krishna recovers the son of his teacher. So in this chapter, so Krishna, so when Devaki and Vasudeva were standing like that, so Krishna immediately understood that their reverential attitude, and he didn't like that, because he wants to enjoy these rasas, Vatsalya rasa from his devotees. So he doesn't like this reverential attitude of his parents. So then he expanded his yoga maya, and he started speaking now. So Krishna and Balram offered their prayers and offered their obeisances to their parents. And later Krishna is telling that. So all these years you were anxious, and you were always in fear of Kamsa, and you were always anxious about our protection, and you didn't enjoy the pleasure of seeing us growing up as babies, from babies to the youth. Now in the Kishora stage, so Srila Prabhupada explains in his purports in Bhagavatam that Krishna and Balram are now in Kishora stage. So, and he remains, Krishna remains forever Kishora stage, remains forever in Kishora stage. That's what Srila Prabhupada focuses here. So, and also, so when, and they also expresses, Krishna also tells that we also felt separation from our parents, because we are not able to have raised up from you. And also we are feeling very bad, sad about that. And we couldn't get any chance to serve you all. So that's why and satisfy you. So that's why he's asking forgiveness towards our sins. So as per Vedic injunctions, so usually whenever any child is born, it's the duty of the parents, or it's a natural affection. Parents will have, even animals will also have the same affection. So the parents will have the same affection towards their children, and they nicely take care of them until they grow up. But here what happened, due to the fear of Kamsa, and Devaki and Vasudeva were imprisoned all the time, so they couldn't take care of their children, and with the fear, they sent them away to Nanda Maharaj and Yashodama. So that's why That's why they didn't get any chance to see how the boys are growing up. So, and also Krishna also feels very bad, and Krishna and Balram also saying that we are also not happy that we didn't get a chance to serve you and satisfy you. So here Srila Prabhupada in the verses 5, 6 and 7 of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 45th chapter. So he, not Srila Prabhupada, but Krishna directly says that this human form of life is given by the parents. This is very rare life, and we should not neglect this life. And this is the main means of getting self-realized and reaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the main means of getting self-realized and know the purpose of life and all this. So because we don't see any other form of life, we can't go back to Godhead. So this is the human form of the life. So now because the parents are giving this human form of life, we are very much indebted to them. We are very much indebted to them, and we can't repay their sacrifices. And it takes a lot of time and energy to raise a child. So if you have two or three children, a lot of time will go away. So so we are always indebted to the parents. And also Krishna tells that whoever not taking care of any son or daughter who doesn't take care of the parents or old parents, give physical support or mental support, anything. So they, even though after they die, the Yamaraja will give severe punishment to eat their own flesh. And also now suppose, and one more thing, in Vedic, as per Vedic injunctions, if anybody who doesn't care about his elderly parents, spiritual master or wife or young children, and also any Brahmana or who comes to him for shelter. So anybody who comes to him for shelter, if you are not supporting, if you are not taking care, then that person is considered dead, even though he is not breathing. Even though he is breathing, he is considered dead. So see how much importance Krishna is giving here to how to take care of the parents. So I feel that this is the main takeaway point from this part of this chapter, from the beginning part of this chapter. So, and Srila Prabhupada emphasizes here in this Krishna book, in this chapter, that how important is this point. So now Krishna and Balram talking like this, and they are asking forgiveness to Vasudeva and Devaki that they couldn't take care of them and serve them. And so please forgive our sins. Then immediately Vasudeva and Devaki, they came back to their parental feelings, and they were very much happy to hear these words. And immediately they lifted their sons and embraced them, and they were in all tears. So this was a happy moment for them. And even Krishna wants that, Krishna doesn't like his devotees standing far away and being conscious of him as Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always wants to enjoy these rasas with the devotees. So here Vatsalya rasa is flowing. So that's the part of this chapter now. Those after that, now, so when, and also indirectly Krishna glorifies Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda Maya also. So because of Kamsa's fear, they have sent Krishna and Balram to Nandagaon, and there they have been raised. So, but due to the loving fatherhood and motherhood of Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda Mai, they grew up so nicely, and those parents, they enjoyed these the pleasure of growing these their childhood pastimes. So after this, then once consoling his father and mother, then immediately Krishna announced my grandfather Ugrasena as the king of the Bhoja dynasty. So now here, because of the fear of Kamsa, all other neighboring kingdoms, ran away, or they are left their kingdoms and they went somewhere, and they didn't. So they didn't. They were not very happy, and they ran away because of Kamsa. But now once Kamsa is killed, and they are very happy to come back, and now under the rule of Ugrasena, so Krishna declared him as the Bhoja dynasty king, And he is also telling that the other kingdoms like Yadu dynasty, Andhaka dynasty, Vrishni dynasty, and Dasharha, Madhu, Kukura dynasties, all these kingdoms, small kingdoms, will come under the rule of Oja dynasty. And he is also very happy. So being the part of Yadu dynasty, Krishna is also very happy to be part of under the rule of King Ugrasena. So he establishes King Ugrasena. And after that, so these Mathura people also very much happy to see Krishna and Balram daily. Because Supreme is, who will not be happy if Supreme Personality of Godhead is before you daily, who will not be happy to see his face? So here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that, Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning here, he's calling Krishna as Mukunda. So Mukunda means, refers to one who can award liberation and transcendental bliss. So seeing the Mukunda's face, Mukunda's lotus face every day, Mathura people are very happy, and they completely forgot all their material miseries. They're always in bliss and liberation, and already liberated. So that was the position in Mathura. And after like this, some days passed on. And after that, now Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda Mai, they were also there in Mathura for some time. And later, after that, Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda Mai were also wants to leave, go back to Vrindavana. So then Krishna and Balarama went before them, and they also very affectionately embraced them, and they said some kind words like how you were there always with us when we are given away, and you raised us very affectionately, and you could we are always indebted to you, and we also feel separation when you return back to Vraja. I want to live some more time in Mathura, and I'll come back to Vraja. He promises, Krishna and Balaram promises. So then, so the being satisfied, so then he, Krishna and Balaram, they gave all those kind of gifts, lot of gifts and everything, and they sent Nanda Maharaja back to Vraja along with the cowherd men. So after that, so now everything is set in Mathura. After that, now Devaki and Vasudeva. So Vasudeva thinks that now this is the time. Now Kishora stage, like he's almost 11 years old. So in this stage, now one should get initiated. So he called upon the Brahmanas and the family priest Gargamuni. And thought that Krishna and Balaram should get initiated now, having this Brahmanical initiation. So Gargamuni came, and Krishna and Balarama were duly initiated with the sacred thread ceremony, and they chanted Gayatri Mantra. They were given Gayatri Mantra. And also, he is these are the Vedic, according to the Vedic principles, the boy should get duly initiated by the Brahmanas, by the priest, by the spiritual master. And after that, they will go to Gurukula for the education. So that is the actual thing here. So according to the Vedic scriptures. We can see that Krishna, though there is no need of doing any prescribed duties for Krishna and Balaram, they are simply following all these Vedic literatures. So here, I just want to take a little pause and go to Bhagavad Gita, where I just want to, I'll just share my screen. So Bhagavad Gita, third chapter. So 21, 22, and 23 verses. So here Krishna tells that whatever action a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So text ended 22, O son of Pritha, there is no work prescribed for me within all the three planetary systems, nor am I in want of anything, nor have I a need to obtain anything, and yet I am engaged in prescribed duties. And text 23, For if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly all men would follow my path. So even though Krishna doesn't need, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't need to do any prescribed duties. But he is doing, because why? To show us as an example, he is doing all these prescribed duties. He is following the Vedic literature, the Vedic scriptures. So he, and when we go to the purport of text 22 here, so here Srila Prabhupada is telling that one who must receive the results of work has some design duty, but one who has nothing to achieve within the three planetary systems certainly has no duty. So Krishna is in full opulence. Krishna has full opulences and he is full opulence and no need of doing any duties here. Suppose if I am not hungry, then I'll not cook. Or if I don't want money, or I'm very peacefully, I'm living very happily, then I don't need to work at all. So just like that, Krishna has a lot of opulence. And why he should do all these duties? See, he is the one who gave the Vedas. He is the one who gave everything. And he's the supreme controller. He's the cause of all causes. And he doesn't have any interest. He doesn't need to do anything. But why he is doing? Because the common man should follow him. So otherwise, they'll say, so people don't take good examples. They'll take bad examples only. So when they can say that Krishna didn't do, why should we do? They'll say like that. So to avoid that thing and to save us from this, doing a lot of mistakes or a lot of blunders, so to have peaceful life, so then definitely we should follow the Vedic scriptures. So that's why Krishna is giving us an example here. So I just want to share this one. So coming back to this, so Krishna and Balram got initiated and they got this Gayatri mantra. And also they took the Brahmacharya vow also. They took the Brahmacharya ashram also. So Srila Prabhupada is telling, one is not considered a perfectly cultured man without being initiated and trained by an acharya. So we think that everything we'll learn on ourselves, our own endeavors, but it's not possible. Okay, we should have a guru, we should have a spiritual master. So without being initiated and trained by an acharya. So initiated is the one where we'll get a systematic discipline and we are going to have a regulated life. So if you are not following any regulated principles or regulated life, we can't progress. We can't progress or we can't follow the guru. So that's the main thing here. So Krishna and Balram, even though they are the source of all education, now they are about to go to the Gurukula. Now Vasudeva is planning, after the sacred thread ceremony, they are going to go to the Gurukula. So here again, one more thing Srila Prabhupada is saying, that Krishna and Balram are the source of all education. They are the master of all education. And they don't need education because they are the source. But even though they are showing as an example how a student should be, and they are going to Gurukula to learn education, to get education. And there was no need. So here Srila Prabhupada is writing, there was no need for them to accept a spiritual master or acharya. Yet for the instruction of ordinary men, they also accepted a spiritual master for advancement in spiritual knowledge. So for advancement in spiritual knowledge and even for material things also, we need a guru, we need a teacher. So they also accepted spiritual master. So who is the spiritual master? Sandipani Muni from Avantipura. So he's a resident of Avantipura and he's the spiritual master for Krishna and Balaram. So here Srila Prabhupada is again mentioning about the Brahmacharya life once a student should have, and also the importance of spiritual master. So there are many rules and regulations from a Brahmachari living under the care of an Acharya. So one should be a celibate and one should follow the also rules and regulations given by the spiritual master and instructions of a spiritual master. Then only they can progress in the spiritual life. So here again, I want to refer to Bhagavad Gita 4.34, which is an important verse for all of us and for everyone. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantate jnanam jnaninas tattvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So here Srila Prabhupada is explaining about the importance of spiritual master in our lives. So without a spiritual master, we can't learn anything, and it will be like a mental speculation only. So we are not going to gain anything. We are not going to go in the right direction. So if you want to reach Krishna, if you want to get Krishna, you have to go through the spiritual master. So how we should approach spiritual master? Spiritual master, we should always surrender. We should always be in a submissive mood. And also, like a menial servant, without false prestige, we have to serve him. So satisfaction of self-realized supreme master, self-realized spiritual master leads to advancement in spiritual life, and automatically we'll reach Krishna. So how we are going to, we have to know the importance of spiritual master, and always we have to be submissive and surrender. And we also recite daily Kurvashtaka prayers. In that we say that Sakshat Dharitvena Samastata Sastre. So the spiritual master is to be honored as much as the Supreme Lord, because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada stresses in his in this chapter's purport that one should realize that spiritual master is equal in regard to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is the confidential servitor of the Lord, and this is acknowledged in all the revealed scriptures. So wherever in all the Vedic scriptures, it is given that the spiritual master is almost equal to is in the same level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a bona fide spiritual master is very kind to the very disciple. So they are very much patient. So they see how much sincere you are, how much submissive you are, and how much ready you are to do any service. So this is all spiritual master sees in us. Then when he become pleased, then automatically Krishna will become pleased. So that's what I get from this purport of Srila Prabhupada, where he's giving such an importance to the spiritual master. So like this, Krishna and Balram are showing us an example. They are also serving Sandipani Muni very menially. They are submissive. They want they are very submissive, and they are satisfying their guru. So and they are learning all this Vedic literature. So now Sandipani Muni, being very satisfied, he is teaching all the Vedic wisdom along with the Upanishads and also the Kshatriya skills. So here. Okay, so in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 45th chapter, 34 and 35, 36 verses, so Srila Prabhupada gives the list of all the skills they've learned, Krishna and Balram. So in 34 verse, so they learn, because they are Kshatriyas, they come under the family of Kshatriyas, so they have to learn all this Dhanurvidya and all other six types of politics. So military science, politics and ethics, and how to fight, how to pacify, how to control the whole kingdom. All these skills they have to learn. So in this, I'll just read them out. Nyaya Pathan, Anvik Sikhim, then Sandhi, Vigraha, Yana, Asana, Dvaidha, Samsaya. So all these type of skills they are learning. Sixfold political science skills they are learning. And after that, so they also learn these 64 arts. So we all know that there are 64 arts. And these arts, they learned in 64 days. See how extraordinary are these boys, Krishna and Balram. So Lord is, how extraordinary he is. So in the morning, they used to learn this skill, and by night, they used to master it. So that's how they learned all these things. So in 64 days, 64 arts they have learned. And also here, Srila Prabhupada gives a nice analogy also here. So ocean is the source of water in a river. So the ocean water evaporates and becomes a cloud. And after that, the rain falls. And again, the rain falls into the river and river goes back into the ocean again. So just like that, Krishna and Balram is the source of all knowledge. But they are learning everything and they are showing us an example that we have to follow and we have to learn all these skills and again surrender or use them in the service of Krishna only. So see here, so in 64 arts, so in Bhagavatam, they are just mentioned in a short form, but in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in an elaborate way. But I don't want to go in all the names, but it will take long time. I just want to mention few of them here. So Krishna learns how to make garlands and how to make the water pots and art of decorating in the temples. So and also floral decorations and dressing and so all these different kinds of dressing and hairstyles and how to decorate the body and so and changing so in coming into disguise also that nobody recognizes. So this is also one more skill and also how to solve the riddles and make the riddles and how to read books and learn alphabets. And Krishna and Balram learned a lot of languages also and also they learn to recognize valuable jewels by studying their luster and colors. So when I noticed all these arts, I think that so Krishna and Balram learned in one day, but for us it will take so many years. Like we'll do a specialized degree, right? So for this like metallurgy and gemology, like this degrees we'll do, and also studying plants, botany. So all these different subjects we'll take up and we'll do it as a degree each. But Krishna and Balram, they are doing everything here. So that is the greatness. So then they learn how to teach parrots to speak and to answer the questions of human beings. And they know, and Krishna and Balram also learn the language of the animals also. So that's very wonderful here. And so various countries and all that. So he can even speak with animals and birds. So these are all the 64 arts they have learned in 64 days, and along with this Kshatriya skills and Vedas and Upanishads. So finally, they finished their education, and they go to Sandipani Muni, his guru. And they offer to serve the teacher with Guru Dakshina. So this is one more important part here. So Guru Dakshina, offering Guru Dakshina. So it's like whatever we are learning from the Guru, it's like giving back in return something, whatever we can in our capacity. So that is called Guru Dakshina. So it is a very essential. Because it is very essential that we know that when at the time of initiation also we give Guru Dakshina to the spiritual master. So when Krishna and Balram offered their service in this way, Sandipani Muni, and he got very much pleased and he's very much satisfied. And he definitely know that these boys are not ordinary boys and they are the superhumans. Something is there. Then immediately he consulted his wife and he wants to, then both of them discussed and he came back and he asked that, can you return my son back? So they want their dead son back. So then immediately when Krishna and Balram immediately heard this, they said, okay, sure, definitely. So who had drowned the son near the shore at Prabhasa Kshetra? It was the Kshetra, Mahasiva Kshetra or Prabhasa Kshetra, their son got drowned in the ocean. So Krishna and Balram goes to that place, goes to Prabhasa Kshetra, and there they calls upon this ocean deity. So before going further, I just want to mention here that in text 38 of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentions a nice analogy about this ocean deity. So sometimes the Western people, they think that what is this, why you are calling sun as deity, moon as deity, or ocean as deity, why it's a mythology. They don't understand or they don't agree. And they think that we are primitive people. We are very superstitious and we are calling everybody as deity or God. But Srila Prabhupada nicely explains here in this purport usually we say that United States took this decision and Soviet Union has died, United Nations has done this, like that. So it doesn't mean that this is an organization taking decisions. So the people who represent this country or the union, they take the decisions and they implement those decisions. So just like that, the person or the God who governs that particular aspect of physical nature, like ocean or sun or moon. So that's why we call them as deity and we call them as sun god or ocean god, like that. So that's what Srila Prabhupada is trying to explain here. And so once the sun ocean deity, he comes out, he immediately recognizes Supreme Personality of Godhead and he comes out and he says that, how can I serve you? Then he says that, bring our teacher's son back. Then he says that I don't have your teacher's son, that demon Panchajana. He took him away and he's down in the ocean. So then immediately Krishna and Balram, they dive deep into the ocean and they caught hold of this demon Panchajana and immediately they killed him. And after that, so they couldn't find the boy there. So before going further, again, I want to stop here and take you to this verses 40, 42 to 44 in Bhagavatam, where Srila Prabhupada is telling that this demon Panchajana is also a devotee of the Lord. So he became a demon in similar way to that of Jaya and Vijaya. So we know Jaya and Vijaya, how they become demons. Just like that, Panchajana also is a devotee and he became a demon. And now he got liberated from the, he got killed by Krishna only. So though he was appearing in the form of a demon, he was actually a devotee. So that's what, and around this demon, a conch shell has been grown. So once Krishna kills this demon, he took the conch shell and that is called Panchajanya. We all know that this is the same Panchajanya where Krishna blows in the Kurukshetra war. So here also now taking this conch shell, he immediately goes to the Yamaloka now, goes to the Yamaraja. And there immediately he goes there and he wants to find the boy. He goes there and he blew the conch shell. And hearing that conch shell sound, everybody got stunned and Yamaraja came running outside and he couldn't understand who they were. But immediately he can recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balram, and he offered obeisances and prayers and he worshipped. And then later he asked, what can I do for you? Then Krishna and Balram told that, please bring our teacher's son back. Then immediately Yamaraja brought their son, Sandipani Muni's son, and gave to Krishna and Balram. So then after this, Krishna and Balram bring the teacher's son back and presented him before the Sandipani Muni Guru. Then he was very much pleased, and the spiritual master is very much pleased and he blesses Krishna and Balram. And Krishna and Balram ask, anything else you want to do, we want to serve you. But he says, nothing, I don't have anything else to ask you. I am very much satisfied. Thank you. And he is very much happy. And also he gives blessings. So here he says, you are above all blessing, yet it is my duty to bless you. I therefore give you the benediction that whatever you speak will remain as eternally fresh as the instructions of the Vedas. Your teachings will be honored not only with this universe or in this millennium, but in all places and ages, and will remain increasingly new and important. So here, see how much benediction. So by the benediction of Sandipani Muni, So now we can see that Krishna's Bhagavad Gita is ever fresh, even in this universe and all other planets and in the incoming future also. So so we, due to his benediction. So here I just want to stress on this point that the blessings of spiritual master is how much it is important. So we always have to aspire, or we should always aspire for senior Vaishnavas and Guru Maharaj's blessings. Without that, we can't go further in our spiritual life. And even our Guru Maharaj says that blessings come in the form of instructions. So instructions, following instructions is the key point there to get blessings. So once you please the spiritual master, automatically you can please Krishna. So that's what here I want to stress once again about this. And so Krishna and Balram, they satisfied their spiritual master Sandipani Muni, and Sandipani Muni said that you are now, you finished all your education, I'm very happy, and you can go back to Mathura. So then Krishna and Balram was very happy, and they went back to Mathura, and all the Mathura Vasis are also very happy to see Krishna and Balram after a long time. Thank you so much, Mataji. I'm just going to end here, and please add anything if you think.
Hare Krishna, Srimati Mataji. What a beautiful name, and definitely you are, you know, fulfilling the purport of your name as well. Thank you so much, Mataji. So beautiful. You were talking about the blessings of the spiritual master. I can see a lot of it in your class. The entire class had lots of shades of Chandramani Maharaj's class. So I see that you're just, as it is, following in his footsteps in various ways. It is very beautiful, very, very beautiful class. Excellent realizations, take-home lessons. I really love the way you analyze the verses and read Srila Prabhupada's purports and gave further insights into every single aspect of this pastime. I like the deity part, like how the analogy of the government taking decision and the deity is very nicely explained, and how the blessings of a spiritual master are so important, and the Panchajanya pastime, and everything that you spoke of, how Krishna, he doesn't have to act or he doesn't have to perform duties, yet he chooses to for the sake of devotees. And you mentioned that it was nice. I just wanted to share a couple of realizations from your class, which was so inspiring to me. One is when you were telling that we don't, a person, if he has no hunger, he wouldn't cook. Or if he has all the money, he might not have the urge to work. But, and you compare that to Krishna, where Krishna doesn't have to really work, but still for the pleasure of his devotees, or rather for to set an example, for the sake of his devotees out of love, he sets an example by working. And I was also wondering about devotees, like many devotees, they don't have to really cook just because they are hungry. But then they do cook because the deities have to be fed. So the reciprocation is so mutual between Krishna and his devotees. I was just pondering about that. And the other thing I was thinking of is when you were telling about how Krishna learned all these 64 arts in 64 days, just, you know, morning he would study and night he would master it. I was also thinking that Krishna's first guru was Srimati Radharani, right? So in Raj, all these art that is described, right, those 64 arts, he already practiced it along with the gopis, because the gopis are literally trained really, really well. And I was just thinking how much Srimati Radharani plays a role everywhere. So it's very beautiful to get these connections. Thank you so much, Mataji. I should really say you speak so nice. I mean, like very confidently, very nicely, and you have a very nice, stylish way of covering the entire verses. So this is definitely not like your first class. And this is what happens when one just follows one spiritual master. They just get all the automatic empowerment and everything just falls in place. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Brilliant class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Srimati Mataji, and Vat Pranam. First of all, heartiest congratulations to you for your initiation. And thank you for the very, very beautiful class. I joined 10 to 15 minutes late, but after that, whatever I heard was so wonderful. And especially, I like the way you were quoting from Bhagavad Gita and you were quoting so many references. So that way, you were substantiating what you were saying. So wonderful realizations, wonderful class, Mataji. Definitely, as Preeti Vilasini was saying, that this is not your first class. It doesn't look like you are such a pro in this. So very nicely you have covered. Thank you so much for your association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for your for the opportunity. And actually, Lalitangi Mataji, I have to give credit to Lalitangi Mataji. She helped me in preparing, and she. She kindly helped me. So that's why I could present in this way. Thank you, Matajis.
Hare Krishna, Srimati Mataji. Such a beautiful and amazing class, Mataji. So many realizations. We are so grateful to hear from you. And you have explained so nicely, Mataji, about like how important support the spiritual masters and the blessings of the spiritual master. And from that blessings, we get the instructions. That point really was very striking to me. And so many points, what Preeti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Mataji have said, all the points are very amazing, Mataji. And you have listed some of the skills they have learned and the 64 arts and everything. So beautifully narrated, Mataji. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you, Mataji. I just followed Srila Prabhupada's purport, Mataji. In Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada explained very nicely. So you need not worry about how to tell. So Srila Prabhupada gave everything like... so easily, so that's why I followed that, Mataji.
Very much.
Thank you, Mataji.
In Bhagavad Gita also you have shared so many realizations, Mataji. Thank you for that. I request devotees, if anybody have any other realizations or questions or anything, you can please go ahead. Parima Mataji, you can please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very, very nice class, Mataji. I really enjoyed hearing you, the entire pastime. It was like a flow of a river, very smooth, and you gave so many nice examples, Mataji. Thank you so much, and Dandavat Pranams to you. Mataji, I just had one thing that I wanted to share, Mataji. Can I do it?
Yes, Mataji, please.
I actually heard it in a class that once somebody asked Radhanath Swami Maharaj, that why is it that Krishna stayed for 64 days? He could have stayed for like 2 days. He could have stayed for 1 day. He didn't even have to stay for 1 day. But okay, so suppose even if he had to stay, why 64? So then Radhanath Maharaj gave a very, very nice reply. He said that was the fastest Sandipani Muni could teach Krishna. He could not, because that was the fastest pace with which Sandipani Muni could teach. Krishna could have learned faster, but Sandipani Muni could not have taught any faster than that. So that was a very nice question. So I just thought of sharing it, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Yeah, definitely. So Krishna wants to show as a common man only there. So, and also Ekasantagrahi. So some people are Ekasantagrahi. They can quickly learn, right? So at that time, so maybe Krishna, if he does everything in 2 days, then definitely we'll think that, okay, we can't do all.
Yeah.
He's God. He's God. That's why he's
good. Yeah, that's so true. So this is a very nice answer. I heard it in a class, so I just thought of sharing, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Parima Mataji, for sharing that. So are there any other devotees who would like to share their realizations?
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all Harishta Srila Prabhupada, Mataji, what a class, Mataji, super, super. You started from where, you know, Krishna went and killed Kamsa, and from there, he releasing the Ugrasena and all that, how you were explaining each and every step, how the Devaki and Vasudeva was feeling the, you know, reverence, and instead of Vasya Lalila, but they are feeling the reverence, and from there, you changed their their how the mood was changed. You explained that, and then again how they went and learned so many different things. How we should, you know, be inquiring from the spiritual master Tadviti Pranipatena, and also the blessings that we get from our guru is like following their instructions. That is where we will get it. And such a beautiful, beautiful Maharaji. I cannot say all the points again, it looks odd, but everything was so clearly covered. The flow was very nice. It's not like a first class Maharaji. This is the power of initiation. Whoever is not taking initiation, please take it soon. Because we can see that how beautiful Maharaji, your Guru Maharaj blessings is full there on you. And please continue giving the classes. Don't stop, please, Maharaji. Such a beautiful class. I really loved it. You made my day. It was like there is no question of diverting myself. You know, the flow was very, very good. Even I was working in my kitchen, I could completely concentrate on your class. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Even a single minute of my mind was not diverted. This is a first class like that. Otherwise, this is my own problem. It's not anybody's else. It's like always my mind goes in and out. I could not connect what the speaker is saying back. But today, you know, it was nothing like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Very grateful to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Vinita Mataji. You always encourage me to give classes. I think I've fulfilled your wish today. Thank you.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji, for beautiful realization. Sukhasagri Mataji, you can please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. First of all, such a beautiful name, Mataji, your Guru Maharaj has given you. And like the other Matajis already have commented, the class was like really flowing, and there is something about the way you narrate that it made it so interesting, Mataji. That's a very, I think that's a very great potency you have in your voice or in the way you're narrating it. And definitely, I know the other Mataji said it's not your first class, but I think it was first class, Mataji. It was so awesome. Thank you so much, Mataji. Please give your association more often. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Sukhasagri Mataji. So I request if any other devotees have their realizations, you can please go ahead. Mataji, in the meantime, there are some chat realizations. Can I read it for you, Mataji?
Yeah, I already read, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Srimati Mataji, what a beautiful class, Mataji. So nice. Wow. And as I can see, like you are nicely growing in your Krishna consciousness. You are doing such a great job, Mataji. I really pray for you, and you know, you are have such a nice, wonderful blessings from your Guru Maharaj. So nice. Thank you so much, Mataji. Like as everybody said, keep continuing this service. So nice, Mataji. Thank you.
Because of you, I am here in Bhakti Sangha.
No, Mataji.
Thank you. Today, I just want to share with you all, like, I was so anxious about this class, and I emailed Guru Maharaj that I'm giving class on Bhakti Sangha, and he saw the email late, and he called this morning, and he said, good luck, remember Srila Prabhupada, and all your blessings will come. So, he blessed me before the class, maybe that's all.
Mataji, I wanted to talk about, are you able to hear me? I'm Saujanya yeah. from India. I just to share a few words. Okay, I'm glad that Lavanya Srimati Mataji is my sister, and I wanted to tell her that because of her we have come to ISKCON, and it's a great thing that you know she is doing this, and you know it's a great example to follow, and we are all doing at home and feel that it's a blessing that she is carrying. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That was so nice. Hari Bol to Srimati Mataji.
And thank you so much for coming on the call also.
Yes.
Even my mom is also hearing.
Does she want to speak a few words, Mataji?
Yeah, I don't know. She may not be able to speak in English. So.
Oh, that doesn't matter. Language is not a barrier here. Saujanya, you want your mother to speak?
I'm not sure actually. Because of my family, we are all there in the ISKCON, and I feel blessed that my kids are also following the same ISKCON rituals what my sister has taken care. So yeah, we need to grow more in ISKCON in spirituality along with her. Thank you.
Very good.
That's nice. Komalji, you would like to go ahead? Mataji, go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Sumati Mataji. Please accept my humble words.
Very
nice class. You have explained very nicely. And also how Krishna and Balaram, Krishna and with Balaram learned the arts, 64 arts in 64 days. Very nice. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Please come more often in your class and enlighten us.
I'm not that much qualified, Mataji, but I'll try. You have to bear me.
Yeah. It's very nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. Always to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Komadiki Mataji, for your realizations and blessings to Mataji. So are there any other devotees who would like to share their realization?
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay, if no other devotees have any other realizations, Mataji, with your permission, can we end the call here, Mataji?
Sure, Mataji, please.
Pay our obeisances.
I just want to pay our obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Thank you so much for listening. Please accept my humble obeisances always to Srila Prabhupada.
Granted Sri Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.
Har grace Srimati Devi Mataji ki jai. Thank you, Mataji, once again for your very valuable time and association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji, for a beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Thank you all, dear devotees, for joining.